Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is A Warm Welcome, written and read by Euphemize This. Everyone needs that kind of friend. You know the one. A person you can completely relax around, who you never need to impress or show off to, and who appreciates that humans are complex, imperfect beings. Ideally, a friend who also finds you incredibly hot. This is the friend who you can watch cheesy TV shows with, share snacks and talk about bullshit, but then gleefully and hungrily jump each other's bones. The sort of person who is enthusiastic whether the suggested activity involves takeaway, Netflix, or sex toys. Coffee? She gratefully accepted as she dumped her bag in the hallway, removing her shoes and then following the cheerful sound of the kettle which led her into the kitchen. He smiled and pulled her close, grabbing her ass playfully as they locked lips. The smell of him was intoxicating, and she let her hands wander as their tongues explored. The kettle boiled and clicked off as the kiss continued. Coffee? Or sofa? They moved into the living room, discarding clothing quickly so as not to impede the start of Act Two. In a prior discussion, she had expressed her desire to help him relax using her mouth, and his enthusiastic welcome had reassured her that this plan had the green light. He sat on the sofa and she straddled him, tits pressed into his face as he licked her nipples, sliding his fingers inside her knickers to feel how pleased she was to see him. Underwear now removed, her already swollen clit reacted intensely to his excellent manual skills and she came quickly. Heart racing and still gasping, she hopped off his lap and then knelt at his feet once his own underwear had been discarded. She adored his cock. It always felt wonderful in her mouth and would look so good and hard whenever she licked his balls and glanced up to see his reaction. Not that she ever really needed to look. The sounds he made when she used her tongue on him were exquisite and made an already enjoyable act even hotter. He pulled back his foreskin and she wrapped her mouth around the tip of his cock before swallowing his entire length and taking him in as far as she could, eager for the feedback that let her know where and how to focus her attention on that particular day. Her hunger for him threatened to end the encounter too soon, so, after some spectacularly hot moaning, he breathlessly asked her to slow down a little. Knowing that she would soon get carried away once more with his cock in her mouth, she moved lower and started to lick and suck his balls instead. Her tongue caressed every inch of skin, covering him with spit and ensuring that he felt her breath intensely as she devoured him. She looked up and saw that he was enjoying the view, the curve of her ass and the glint of her eye visible beyond his cock, and then he reached for his phone to snap a souvenir. "Okay if I take a photo?" She consented, stuck her bum out a bit more and made eyes at the camera for a short while before turning her attention back to pressing her tongue firmly into places that made him feel good. He adjusted his position a little, sliding towards the edge of the sofa so that he could get his legs a little higher. What a delightful invitation for her to lick lower, to let her tongue explore his sensitive perineum and asshole. When a man smells this good, she wants to lick every part of him, eat the parts that others might leave untouched. She pressed her face into him, using her tongue to make him gasp and moan, trying to take him closer to the edge, and then slowing down or moving her focus to help prolong the pleasure. The intensity of the feelings eventually became too much for him to hold back any longer, but he knew that all he had to do was let her know an orgasm was on the way and she would ensure there was no mess to clean up. Her hungry mouth enveloped his hard throbbing cock once more, and her lips wrapped around him tightly so as not to spill a drop. She swallowed his cum greedily, licking her lips afterwards and smiling gratefully at the happy but exhausted man in front of her. After a few minutes, smiling peacefully to himself, he slowly opened his eyes and asked, "Still want that coffee?" If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at euphemizethis.blogspot.com.